Chrysler and Governor Jim Doyle have set a news conference for Wednesday at which they say they'll announce specifics of a plan to build a new line of V6 engines at the Kenosha plant. When Daimler Chrysler said a few weeks ago that they're selling a majority interest in Chrysler to the investment firm Cerberus, some wondered if the engine line would be canceled or if all the work would head offshore. But David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor says there are some good reasons the Kenosha plant will stay open.
That's a good workforce, highly skilled, and it probably makes more sense to continue in that facility, even though it's an old facility, because of the workforce. And the other thing is the productivity now has become so good where it may only require 2 to 3 hours to assemble an engine like that.
But Cole says most of the 850 workers at the Kenosha plant may soon have to give something back.
In the sense that with a new labor contract coming up, there'll probably be some very tough negotiations because the health care liability is a serious issue for Chrysler, and my guess is that the trade-off will have to be with some adjustment there for continued investment in the company.
The Wisconsin Department of Commerce won't say if the state is coming up with taxpayer dollars to help Chrysler stay in Kenosha. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.